4HJX, mobile.
KN4, BWA.
Hey, Steve, how are you today?
Patrick?
Done with my route early today, so I've been running a few other little errands down here for the other customers on other days, and now I'm done with that, so I'm heading to the house.
Well, hopefully you got some good orders in. Some more stuff to put on back order.
Slow today. Shops have been slow. Generally are after a holiday, and then you got school getting out early too, so it generally slows things down for a little bit.
This first week of June, that's beach week. Everybody's down towards the coast, isn't it?
A lot of that. Then you have recovering from the money spent over the holiday and graduation on top of that.
Yep. Well, it's good to get just a little bit of a break every now and then anyhow, isn't it?
Roger that. It's nice to get off early every now and then. Today is usually my longest day. Down here at my first stop around 6 o'clock, and usually don't make it home until somewhere around 8 o'clock.
Talking about being on site at shops at 6 a.m.?
Sure, I got a grading company that I do. They got a repair shop in-house, and they're there that early, so I'm there that early.
Go get her. So that means that you're up at about 4, on the road at 5, and showing it to them at 6.
Around 4:30 on Thursdays. I leave the house around 5. Talk to Ken and Mike and Tim and Ed on the way down the mountain. And then I'm there by around 6:15.
Way to get it done. You know, you'll never fail as long as you're that much of a go-getter, bud. I tell you, it's good to see somebody out there getting after it instead of just slugging along on an hourly.
Well, I mean, with everything I've got going on, I could have just laid down and quit and went on the government mooch train and just like everybody else, but that's not me. I can't do that.
Tell you, I appreciate you. You're old school, just like me.
That's all I know. Get up and go to work. Get up and go to work. Repeat, rinse, do it again.
Along with that, you keep the youngins fed, keep mama happy, and everybody keeps moving along.
How did your little repair job go today?
I think I told you what I do for a living, right?
Yeah, something to do with x-ray machines or MRIs. I can't remember which.
I'm sure you've gotten into a piece of electronics before where everything points at one problem, and you fix that problem, and all of a sudden you got a cascade of about two more, but you can't find the other two until you fix the first one. That's what I'm into. I got another board coming in on Monday.
That, the great 6-liter debacle is what I would relate that to. Touch one thing, and then you get the snowball effect. Downhill we go.
6-liter Ford diesels.
Yes, sir.
It's been like the early 80s GM Automo diesels. They should have just buried them right off of the bat.
Hung on to it for like 4 years, and then brought out something even worse.
I had an Oldsmobile Delta 88 that was stacked up and had that diesel engine in it. And, buddy, let me tell you what. When that full ring in the injection pump failed the third time in 125,000 miles, at 150,000 miles, I jerked that engine out, sold it for parts, got enough money for parts to buy me a nice little 350, and I put that 350 in that car and drove it another 200,000 miles.
People did that. That engine there was a real boat anchor.
As long as you keep the oil changed in it, it was okay. on the pistons and the valves, but good lands. You know what I'm talking about, the bull ring in the top of the round part of the injector system, the injector pump?
What you're talking about. And then 6.2 and 6.5 Chevy diesel after that weren't any better.
Tried to modify that bull ring on that injection slide cylinder, and man, let me tell you what, it worked great, but it wore out the housing of the injector. Or not the injector, but the injector pump. So, you know, you went from replacing the bull ring on the soft side to replacing the whole pump. Replacing the whole injector housing.
It's amazing how rubber will wear out metal when in that situation. It's pretty funny and pretty common to see that on diesel engines.
I don't think they do anything even close to that anymore, do they?
So, nothing like that, but there's still a lot of O-rings and different things. Injection pumps now are a whole different ball game than what they were back then.
I know my Cummins diesels got it worked out pretty good. They do all right.
They had their fair share of trouble too. The P pump wasn't too bad until it started leaking, where it wear out O-rings and all that. And then the little VR44 pump, it would just go out at nothing. And then the little Bosch pump that they're running on there right now, I believe, is the exact same one that the CP3 pump that's on the Duramax.
With me, because I've ran two Duramaxes up over 300,000 miles and never had a turbo replacement, four injectors over both vehicles in 600,000 miles and never replaced a pump.
But you got pretty lucky then, because they had a lot of pump issues early on with them shattering, and the regulator would stick in it and it would bust it up and it sent metal through the whole system then.
Well, I always kept my filters absolutely pristine and changed right on schedule, and I also ran a couple of extra dam filters on the fuel line that came out of the tank. And what went into that pump was pure, buddy.
That's key to the diesel engine, well, any of them really, is the service. And people think because they change their oil every 10,000 miles, that's all you need. Don't worry about the rest of it. Trust me, I've seen enough of it when I was turning wrenches. People had not even changed their oil 50,000 miles and then come in complaining because the engine is locked up.
7,000 miles. 10,000 miles? No, not on the oil. Ew.
Mine on 5,000 mile schedule. That way it's easy to keep up with. I ain't got to worry about no sticker in the window. Nothing like that. Every 5,000 miles by the odometer.
Well, there you go. Kevin for VWA.
HKX for ID. And, I get a fuel filter every other oil change, tire rotation every change, every oil change. So, maintenance, that's the key to them.
6.6 in that one of yours now?
Nope, I'm running, I've got the 7.3 in this one. I tend to like that engine.
Stroke, isn't it?
Original power stroke, yes.
Well, except for the other peripheral stuff, you got an engine that'll last a while. That was a good engine. Not like that 6.
Oh, yeah. I used to work on some of these trucks a million miles on them. They come in every now and then for a water pump or a sensor that was bad or, you know, something crazy. But they were driving them a million miles on them.
A diesel's meant to be run. It's not meant to run around town, you know, start, stop, start, stop. And that's the way you get all clogged up on your catalytic converter on them, too.
Yeah, I try telling these other guys that with these diesel trucks and these tool trucks, don't let, when you sit, let them sit idle all day long, they need to get out on the interstate and get some heat in them, get some heat in that exhaust so they'll burn it off. Otherwise, you're just going to have problems down the road. That catalytic, or the catalyst in there and the SOC system can't handle that coking up. Then your EGR is failing. I mean, it just causes all kinds of problems. They light their heat.
It's not running diff, is it?
No, that's what I like about these, is they were before all that mess.
Well, the diff is supposed to take care of the catalytic converter issue. But anyhow, it's not too bad to keep up with, but hey, you know, I'll fill up a diff about every fourth or fifth tank.
On those, and that system doesn't take care of it like it's supposed to. It helps, but it doesn't take care of it. Getting it out on the interstate and get some heat in it is the best thing you can do for it. And when you're pulling them hills, let it work. Find that little skinny pedal down there and mash it.
There you go. All right, bud, well, I hit the hacienda, and I hope you have a safe ride back home. Don't run over anything. And, hey, when do you get your truck?
Man, I am hoping to be going after it next weekend, if not sooner.
Well, there you go. Now, are you going to have it painted and all that kind of good stuff?
No, sir. This was already a Matco tool truck. All I got to do is go get it and throw my inventory in it.
That's great, man. Well, that and a set of tires. You have to throw some tires on it, I bet.
Nope. He just put brand new Michelins all the way around it.
Sir, well, there you go. Man, that's good. All right. Well, you hit a good stroke of luck on that one, bud. All right, well, you have a good evening, and I'll talk to you soon. KN4BWA, I'll be clear after your final.
Well, Steve, thanks for keeping me company on the way up the mountain. I just crossed the state line, so I ain't got too much longer to go. And stay safe out there. 7-3 to you, KO4-HKX, and I'll be clear and monitoring.
P4-CPA Mobile.